Well, I don't know about you, gentle listener, but for me, when things start to get too people-y, I like to think about animals. I like to think about the kitty cats and the doggies, and because they're not evil. There's no evil in a dog or in a cat. They're living their daily lives. They're just existing and trying to be a part of the world and just a very zen kind of critter. You know what I'm talking about? Brad from the Coffeeville Friends of Animal joining us on the phone this morning. How are you today, my friend? I have to like press your button here first. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. So, you're calling from the shelter, and we need to hear about the doggies and the kitties today because there's far too much bad news out there, people doing dumb, people-y kind of things. Let's talk about the doggies and the kitties.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to start off by saying that we're going to run a dog adoption special for the month of June. So, June 1st through June 30th, our dog adoptions will be dropped to $65 for all dogs. If a dog has been with us for over a month, their adoption fee is going to be only $55.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to include the spays, the neuter, parvo and distemper vaccine, rabies vaccine, and of course deworming and flea and tick treatment. So super excited about that. Able to offer that. Our normal adoption fees are $75. So come see us in June and take advantage of that. And then I'll get started with the babies. I started with the cats last time, so I'll start with the doggos this time.
The puppers. Talk about the puppers.
You hear us say it every time we get on the radio, but we honestly have some fantastic dogs and cats. The first guy that is super awesome is Troop. He's a neutered male. He's a pity mix. He's gray and white. Beautiful dog. He's got the light brown or golden colored eyes. He's about 3 years old. Super sweet dog. He is playful. He's very playful. I know he's a 3 year old dog, but he's very playful.
Hasn't quite outgrown the puppy part of him yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't chew on things. I will say that.
That's good.
You don't have to worry about that, but he would not mind having a ball thrown for him every once in a while.
Sure.
We have Theo. Theo has been with us the longest. I think I mentioned the last time that I was on that his adoption fee is only $40. That's because he has been with us so long. He's a pity mix. His ears stand straight up.
Aww.
So he's the Dr. Pepper thief that went on the doggy date night. Told the doctor nothing.
I'm just gonna drink your Dr. Pepper if you don't mind.
He sure did. He has unfortunately grown up at the shelter. He came in, he was probably about 25 pounds, anywhere from 5 to 6 months old. He's about a year, year and a quarter now. He is full grown. He's about 50 pounds, white on his chest. He's black brindle, so he's got the dark markings, and then he has gold and a cream colors mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
So, really pretty dog. Again, he's been with us for a long time. We'd love to see him get out of here. Super playful. And he's treat motivated, so he should be very easy to train.
Oh, yeah.
So, somebody offers me a treat, I'm probably going to do whatever you want.
I'll sit up and roll over all morning long if you tell me to. For a donut, toss me a donut. We're good.
Yep. We have Mutt. He is a shepherd and healer mix, we believe. He is gorgeous dog. He has the white on his chest. Most of our dogs right now are primarily black, have black on their coat.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has white on his chest, just like Theo. He's got some speckles, which is why we think that he may be a cattle dog mix. I'm sorry. My little chihuahuas are playing with each other.
Chihuahuas are a lot bigger than... when you talk to a chihuahua, they think that they're 10 times as big as they actually are.
Oh, yeah. My Coco is ready to take on the world if she has to.
Mm-hmm.
Mutt is a very sweet dog. He, again, one of those guys that has grown up at the shelter. He's about a year and a half now. He's got white on his chest with his speckles. He's black, and he has brown eyebrows. So really a pretty dog.
Uh-huh.
We have Coop. Coop looks kind of sad on his Facebook picture, but he is a happy boy. He came in pretty thin. We put on some weight since he's been with us. He is mostly black. He has some white on his chest, almost like a cross. Very sweet guy. He's about 11 months old. Again, he's the dog that everybody else is super excited and trying to get out the door like Scooby-Doo. He kind of trots along.
Yep.
So, very sweet, laid-back guy. We have Bella. I think I mentioned it last time. Everybody that spends any kind of time with Bella falls in love with this dog. She is black, what I would call black brindle. Her ears stand up except for like the last inch and a half, and they fold over. She is like a terrier lab mix. She's great on the leash. She's got a great personality with other dogs. She is kind of a bully when it comes to food, but it's nothing that couldn't be managed easily.
Right.
She's been one of the dogs, unfortunately, that has grown up at the shelter. She came in 20 pounds, and now she's probably 45-pound dog. Very sweet. Again, everybody loves her. We have Nancy. Nancy kind of reminds me of a tiger. She's got the lighter brown coloring, almost a beige with white on her face and on the underbelly, and the black markings, of course. She is roughly 10 months old, 10 to 12 months old. She is spayed, so her adoption fee is only $30.
Wow.
And, you know, we're not at that cost, so we're going to do everything we can to send them out the door.
Sure.
And then we have Snarf. Snarf looks smaller in his picture than he is. He is probably a 55, 60-pound dog. Super sweet guy.
I love the name Snark.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't come up with that. He came to us with that name.
Uh-huh.
His eye, if you look on our Facebook, on his picture, his eye looks cloudy. And that's because, according to the people that had to give him up, it was a bad situation, so we're glad that he's with us. They had to give him up. He got hit by a cat.
Ah, yeah, that'll do it.
Yep. So I don't think he's going to mess with any cats anymore, but
learn his lesson.
He did coexist with other dogs at his previous home, so we're not worried about that either. He's a gorgeous dog. He is beige and white. He's got the long, thick coat with the undercoat. Just a really pretty dog. We have Vance. Vance is still with us. He is like a creamy, I don't even know what color he is. He's like a light brown colored dog.
Right.
He likes kiddos. We had a volunteer come in. She was a young lady. She came in with her dad, and they took Vance out of his kennel. And he's usually he has been nervous when he first came in. He turned into a completely new dog when he met this little girl. So we're looking for a home with kids for Vance. He's about 2 years old. He's not super big. He's probably going to be 45 pounds when he is at a good, healthy weight. And he is a male, of course.
Right.
We have Shelby. She's a hound mix. She is black and brown, has the brown markings on her face, on her eyebrows, on her chest and legs. She is 5 to 6 dogs, so she's one of our more mature dogs. She is beige, that's a date on shot, and she's ready to go home. She gets along well with other dogs. She cracks me up because she sounds like an asthmatic. She's kind of like me when I was in middle school trying to run the mile. She gets really excited, and she starts breathing really heavy, and it's not a health issue, but she just sounds.
That's what the sound she makes when she's all worked up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's just, that's her telling you that she's excited. We have Igor. Igor's an older pit bull. He's gray and white. He looks kind of rough on his Facebook picture. He came in covered with sleeves. We've taken care of that. He's looking better each and every day.
That's good.
Very sweet dog. Here's my plug for prevention. It should be year-round, that's my opinion. But especially in these warmer months, get your dogs and your cats on some flea and tick preventative. and heartworm preventative.
Exactly.
Can lead to diseases that are very harmful to them, and it's uncomfortable to have those that itching and that irritation. So get them on some prevention. We have Abby. She is a titty. She's got the big blockhead. She's brown. She's got some white on her chest. She's fairly new to the shelter, but she is a fun and sweet dog. She's about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We have Blue. Blue is a neutered male. He is a healer, so his adoption fee is only $30 because he's neutered. He's a healer mix. He's got one bright blue eye and one brown eye. He's got the speckles, the black and white speckles, so really a pretty dog. He's about 2 to 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our dog group. We do have some puppies available. Everybody asks us about small dogs. They're not quite available. They're tied up in a situation right now. But hopefully I can talk about some small dogs that will be up for adoption in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
But I have my cat. We have only a handful of cats that are available for adoption. We have Grit. Grit is a super sweet boy. He is a tiger stripe, so he's got the gray and the black. He is roughly about 8 to 10 months old. Again, he's one of those animals that is... came into the shelter as a kitten or a puppy and has grown up into an adolescent or adult animal. He's very sweet. Cat adoptions are $55. That gets been neutered, spayed, or in whatever they need, and then the shots and the dewormer and the flea and tick treatment. We have Jafar. Jafar is a black cat. He's a male. He's about 1.5 years old. He's kind of ornery, so he's going to need somebody that is used to that. He likes to play kind of rough at times. We're trying to guide him in other directions, but I believe that's how he was raised, and it's going to take some work. Somebody that can handle a cat like that, where he's an awesome cat, he's super lovable, super playful. He's kind of a mess. His water bowl and food bowl sit at the front of the cage. They sit on little hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, without fail, I put clean bowls in there. He puts his paw into there, looks at me, and then starts pushing up.
He knows what he wants. Yeah. Yep.
Typical cat. You can't keep from loving him. And then the last cat that I have is Rick. He's like a tiger stripe. He's got the darker coloring, and he's got a big white spot on his chest. So he's got the grays, the blacks, the whites, and the browns. Very sweet cat, probably the calmest cat that we have right now. He is neutered, so he could go home more quickly than the other two boys. Again, very sweet cat. He's about 2 years old and ready to go. And then the last thing I'll talk about in regards to animals, we have a mama that had kittens about 5 to 6 weeks ago.
So about a couple weeks ready away from being ready, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're getting close. We're about 2 weeks away. We have two gray females and a black male and a black and white male with a tuxedo kitten. We'll be hopefully posting them within the next couple of days. And I know everybody's going to be eager to meet these guys.
Sure.
Super, super cute. And Mama. Mama's name is Fairy. She is a black and white cat. She's got the longer hair. Big poofy tail. She's very sweet. She's about 2 years old. She is just as ready as to get out of the shelter. So we're looking for homes for all of them.
Maybe we'll adopt a family while you're at it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. There you go. We'll run a special. We'll do whatever we need to do. So,
well, we appreciate that.
Some changes. We are going to implement summer hours starting June 1st. Ending July 31st, we will have summer hours that will be open 5 to 7 Monday through Friday, and then 1 to 4 on the weekends. So the weekends stay the same, but we'll be open in the evenings rather than the afternoons throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You can call or text us if you need to get a hold of us. Our phone number is 620-330-4155. Again, that's 620-330-4155, and call or text. If we don't answer, please leave a message so that we can get back to you. Or visit us. We're right across from the wastewater treatment plant. Visit us during those hours. We'll still be open 2 to 4 until June 1st, but come see us. And, of course, as always, visit our Facebook page, Coffeeville Friends of Animals.
Yeah, you got to see the little faces so you know what you're falling in love with. But the best way is just to go on down and see them face-to-face.
Absolutely.
All right, Brad, appreciate you, buddy. Give those doggies and kitties a pat on the head from old Uncle Bill, all right?
Sure will. Thanks, Bill.
You take care. We'll talk to you next time here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.